This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Time now for part one of the Morning Farm Show, brought to you by Taylor Tire and Auto on Tyler Avenue, Litchfield, and by Farm Credit Services of Illinois.
Next time you're looking for a good deal on farm equipment, be sure to get a good deal on the financing, too. You can by asking for Ag Direct financing at your ag equipment dealer. Along with attractive financing rates, Ag Direct offers farm-friendly financing terms, including financing from 2 to 7 years and delayed payments for up to a year. Ag Direct also features easy applications, fast credit decisions, and is offered through Farm Credit Services of Illinois, people who understand agriculture. See for yourself. When you want to buy, lease, or refinance farm equipment, ask your dealer for Ag Direct financing. Subject to approval, restrictions may apply. Get a good deal on farm equipment financing with Ag Direct, available only at your ag equipment dealer. Check our competitive interest rates at agdirect.com. Ask your dealer for simple, fast, and flexible financing. Ask for Ag Direct.
Taylor Tire and Auto in Litchfield is your headquarters for Firestone Farm Tires and Service. Taylor Tire, your authorized Firestone Tire dealer, is the place to call for all your Firestone Farm Tire needs. And when you need in-the-field service, the folks at Taylor Tire and Auto are trained, experienced, and they have the right equipment to do the job and on time. So when you need Firestone Farm Tires or in-the-field service, call the folks at Taylor Tire and Auto at the west end of Tyler Avenue, Litchfield. Now with part one of the Morning Farm Show, we'll join WSMI Farm Director Angela Besch.
Thank you, Randy. Here are your closing prices from the Chicago Board of Trade. December corn was 441 and three quarters, down 7.5. March corn, 454 and a half, down 7.25. May corn, 462 and three quarters, down 7. November soybeans were 1288 and three quarters, down 7.75. January soybeans were 1287 and three quarters, down 9.25. March soybeans, 1275 and three quarters, down 8.5. December wheat was 693 and a half, down 1.25. March wheat, 703 and a half, down 1. May wheat, 708 and a half, down 1.25. Now time for your cash grain report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. I'm Bob Reese, and this is Tuesday the 8th report of the grain prices trends prepared by the USDA and the Illinois Department of Agriculture. Illinois country grain prices were lower on Tuesday afternoon. Harvest pressure on corn and soybean prices have weakened them today. With no new information, wheat followed the market down. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 3 to 8 cents lower at 413 to 431. Soybeans were mixed at 1261 to 1286. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 4 to 10 cents lower at 412 to 427. Soybeans were 5 to 6 cents lower at 1265 to 1288. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were down 7 to 8 cents at 406 to 426. Soybean bids were mixed at 1264 to 1295, and wheat bids were 1 to 2 cents lower at 648 to 672. Now from the Illinois Soybean Processors cash soybean bids, they were down 8 cents. At 1295 to 1305, the basis unchanged, 5 to 10 over the November. High Pro soybean meal on a truck basis was offered at 434.60 to 463.60 per ton, and that was down 5 with the basis unchanged at 6 to 35 over the October. Illinois corn processors cash corn bids were down 7 to 8 cents at 422 to 447. With the basis unchanged to up 1 cent at 20 under to 5 over the December. Illinois River Barge Loading Elevators quoted their producer corn bids down 8 cents at 422 to 428 with the basis unchanged at 20 to 14 under the December. Soybeans ended down 4 to 6 cents at 1292 to 1299 with the basis up 2 to 4 cents at 4 to 11 over the November. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators placed their producer corn bids 7 to 8 cents lower at 437 to 439. These elevators lowered their soybean prices 6 cents with quotations of 1311 to 1312. Soft wheat closed up 1 to 3 cents at 695 to 696, and Milo ended the day 3 to 8 cents lower at 476 to 477. Now on to contract bids to producers for January delivery. In the northern and western part of the state, corn ranged from 418 to 431, and soybeans 1256 to 1298. In the central part of the state, corn ranged from 425 to 440, and soybeans 1273 to 13. In the southern part of the state, corn ranged from 432 to 446, and soybeans were 1276 to 1319, and wheat ranged from 646 up to 689. That concludes our report. I'm Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And now here are your closing prices on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. October live cattle were 128.27, up 40 cents. December live cattle were 132.32, up a quarter, 2 cents. February live cattle were 134.05, up 7 cents. October feeder cattle were 164.80, up 80 cents. November feeder cattle were 166.32, up 85 cents. January feeder cattle were 166.57, up 80 cents. October lean hogs were 91.22, down 37 cents. December lean hogs were 88.20, up 32 cents. February lean hogs were 90.35, up 12 cents. Now time for your cash livestock report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture with the Tuesday afternoon, the 8th livestock report. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows were trading a dollar lower with moderate demand for moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows weighing under 400 pounds were $64 to $68. The 4 to 5 weight $65 to $73. The 5 to 550 weights 70 to 74 and 550 and up were 72 to 76. On the Illinois direct hog trade, barrels and gilts at country buying points were trading steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings and ranging in price from $61 up to $65. Now from the Arthur Sale Barn weekly hay report for Monday, October 7th. They had receipts of 650 bales. Compared to last week, small squares of alfalfa and alfalfa mixed hay traded unevenly steady, with grass hay mostly 50 cents lower and wheat straw traded steady. Starting with the alfalfa premium quality small squares, they were $6 to $7 a bale. The good quality small squares, $4.25 to $5.75, and the mixed grass good quality small squares were $3.25 to $3.75 a bale, the large rounds $95 a bale, and small squares fair quality $1.50 to $2.25, the large rounds $35 a bale. Wheat straw good quality small squares were bringing $3.25 to $3.50. And moving on to the opening report from Shelbyville, they had estimated receipts of 414 head compared to last week. Steers and heifers were steady to 50 cents lower. Holstein steers were lightly tested. Starting with the choice slaughter steers, they were bringing 122 up to 126. And the choice slaughter Holstein steers were bringing 114.25. Select slaughter steers were bringing 116 to 121. And moving on to the slaughter heifers, choice were bringing 122 to 126. And the selects were bringing 120 to 121. That concludes our report. I'm Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And now here are your cash grain bids from Hog Inc. Incorporated. October corn delivered to Greenfield, $4.41. November corn delivered to Greenfield, $4.37. October corn delivered to Scottville, $4.41. November corn delivered to Scottville, $4.37. October beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville, $12.84. November beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville, $12.96. October wheat delivered to Scottville, $6.60. Once again, their pre-opening prices are corn at Greenfield is $4.41, corn at Scottville is $4.41, beans at Greenfield or Scottville are $12.84, and wheat at Scottville is $6.60. That's all for part one of this morning's farm show. Stay tuned for part two coming up after this.
Thank you, Angela. And part one of the Morning Farm Show brought to you by Farm Credit Services of Illinois and by Taylor Tire and Auto on Tyler Avenue, Litchfield. Color radar shows no precipitation in our mid-Illinois listening area. This check of color radar weather brought to you by the M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs, and by Stein Seeds.
I'm here at Stein Seed with Myron Stein, and we're talking about field potential and Stein HP corn. Myron, what is high population corn all about?
Stein HP corn is a new line of high population, high performance hybrids with superior genetics, standability, and disease resistance. So growers will get the most out of every acre they plant by putting more plants in the field, maximizing the field's true potential.
Let Stein maximize your field potential this season. Visit Stein Seed online, on your mobile, or contact your local Stein Seed dealer.
Contact regional sales manager Gary Niemeyer or your local dealer.
Ready to improve your farm's operating efficiency? Then talk to M&M Service about their precision farming programs and decision-making tools. M&M Service will provide you with an integrated system of agronomic products and services. You'll find the process of decision-making a whole lot easier. Discover how M&M could apply precision farming technologies to your operation. Contact M&M Service Company today and find out why they are your partner to a better future. M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs.
Sunny skies today, high temperatures in the mid-70s with light southeast winds. Tonight, mostly clear, low temperatures in the low 50s. Tomorrow, Thursday, partly cloudy, highs in the upper 70s. Your extended forecast for Friday through Sunday, partly cloudy with a slight chance of showers Saturday and Saturday night. Low temperatures in the upper 50s, highs in the low 70s. Right now at the Weather Center, we have clear skies, 40 degrees on this Wednesday morning. This check of color radar weather brought to you by Stein Seeds and by the M&M Service Company. Time now for part two of the Morning Farm Show, brought to you by Monsanto's Southern Illinois team, by the Montgomery County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, and by the Quality Engine Machine Shop of Litchfield. Once again, we join WSMI Farm Director Angela Besch.
Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley released a Government Accountability Office report yesterday showing additional changes are needed to the eligibility requirements for being actively involved in farming. Grassley says the report shows there is far too much subterfuge of the law. He says taxpayers are footing the bill for farm payments to 11 active managers on one farm, who supposedly provide significant management experience, but don't perform any labor. The loophole has been allowed to stand for too long, according to Grassley, who says it's time to close it once and for all to maintain a safety net for farmers who really need it. Grassley says this is just one more reason his payment limits provisions to the Senate and House farm bills should stay untouched. Citing a need for animal vaccines, U.S. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack has reopened the Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service Center for Veterinary Biologics. According to a USDA spokesperson, the APHIS shutdown plan outlined that a limited number of agency employees may be required to perform expected activities to protect property, public health, and food safety. A limited number of Center for Veterinary Biologics employees have therefore been recalled on a limited basis, the spokesperson says, to address a vaccine shortage, as it could endanger animal health. Still, the majority of the work conducted by the center, such as evaluation and testing of new products, will remain closed due to the government shutdown. In light of the government shutdown, you may expect the markets to be unpredictable at the moment and traders to be anxious at the lack of information that's usually put out by the USDA. I spoke with Arlen Suderman of Water Street Solutions about how the markets are actually handling the shutdown.
Well, ironically, the markets seem to be settling into a little bit more of a calm. Last week, we saw them kind of in a nervous anxiety, really trying to say, what are we going to do in the absence of USDA data? This week, they seem to be finding their sources for that data. Life is still a little bit more difficult for traders, but they're making do. They're focusing on some of the fundamentals that they are able to learn from the trade, but they're keeping an eye on Washington and on Wall Street's reaction to Washington. That remains the biggest risk to this market, but we are slowly trading the fundamentals of this market.
And speaking of October reports, looking at the grain reports, this Friday, I believe it was, the monthly USDA October report was supposed to come out. That's looking like it might not happen.
Yeah, USDA has confirmed that it will not release the report on Friday, and there's no indication of when that report may come out. The longer this goes, the greater the speculation about what that report might look like. My personal belief is that we will eventually see a supply and demand report come out, but that it will not include any changes to production. The process USDA had, a walk in the fields to determine what the size of the crops was, that was interrupted by the shutdown and surveyors were sent home. I don't think they'll restart that process because it would be difficult to correlate the data later this month with what they were finding on September 30th. I think they'll just start over working on the November supply and demand or production estimates. They may update the supply and demand estimates with the current production estimates, and then just look to November for updating production.
And speaking of October reports, the monthly USDA October report was supposed to come out. That's looking like it might not happen.
Yeah, USDA has confirmed that it will not release the report on Friday, and there's no indication of when that report may come out. The longer this goes, the greater the speculation about what that report might look like. My personal belief is that we will eventually see a supply and demand report come out, but that it will not include any changes to production. The process USDA had, a walk in the fields to determine what the size of the crops was, that was interrupted by the shutdown and surveyors were sent home. I don't think they'll restart that process because it would be difficult to correlate the data later this month with what they were finding on September 30th. I think they'll just start over working on the November supply and demand or production estimates. They may update the supply and demand estimates with the current production estimates, and then just look to November for updating production.
So how can we see that affecting the markets if we're not going to have an October report, at least from the production side?
Well, what it's really done is, well, let me say it this way. The markets typically will focus on the supply side of the balance sheet until we get about halfway through the harvest. But in the absence of fresh production information, and even the reports from the harvest are starting to dwindle now that are reaching Chicago, they're starting to focus more on the demand side a little bit earlier, and that's actually been supportive for the markets. We know demand for wheat has been very strong for quite some time with a focus on what's going on in the former Soviet Union and not being able to get the crop planted there. So end users are very panicked about wheat supplies. But now we're finding that with USDA not reporting export sales, countries like China are starting to get wise to that, thinking now's the time to come buy without really impacting the market. And trade sources suggest that China private feed mills have bought somewhere between 31 and 35 million bushels of U.S. corn this week. So as that word has reached the trading floor, that's provided some underlying support for corn. Prices happen to be down right now as we talk, but overall it's been fairly supportive. And also on the soybean side, demand on the export market as well as domestic for soy meal and soybeans has been very strong. In fact, Chinese soy meal prices hit a record high overnight amid tight stocks and strong demand. Right now we are the only real supplier of soybeans and soy meal to the world.
Again, that was Arlen Suderman of Water Street Solutions. That's all for this morning's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.